This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The doctor was the mother. He stood on a block of ice. Both of them were goldfish. It was the cabin of an airplane. He stabbed him with an icicle.
Aaron, will you grab that?
Yeah, I got it. Open the door.
Hello, Mrs. Keefe. Is that Mr. Rafai back there as well?
Yeah, Adel, come to the door.
Oh, hey, ahoy, hoy, yeah.
Hello.
Hey, what's going on? Hello.
My name is Magslev Griefsley, and I can't
What
confirm.
Is your name?
My name is Magslev Griefsley, and I can't confirm or deny.
You can't just say that name and pretend
that's
it's normal.
Wild.
My name's Adel Rafai.
Whoa. All right, you got me. Go ahead.
You got you.
No, we're cool. Yeah. High five, man.
You are Adel Rafai. You are Aaron Keefe.
Yes. Yeah, who's
my
asking?
My name is Magslev Griefsley. I can't confirm or deny that I am a member or an associate of the United States federal government.
Well, you are. Otherwise, you wouldn't say that. Nobody comes up and says, "I can't confirm or deny," and then sells knives.
But you understand how I can't confirm or deny that I am in any association with the United States federal government.
Every time we answer the door, it gets contentious. No matter who it is.
And pedantic.
Yes. Let's try to be good this time.
Okay, let's try to be good.
Yes,
okay,
sir.
Contentious and pedantic doesn't sound like the United States federal government. So probably that's just another clue to say that I can't
I'm
here on business that is unofficial and yet official.
He left the pause for government.
And
he
said,
"I'm here on business." That pause
and yet
for
I was
government.
Never here. And yet right. I was never here. Do you understand?
Yeah.
Okay, this has got to be about JPC.
Or the alien that crashed in our backyard.
Oh, yeah. Or the alien that crashed in our backyard. Good point, Adel.
We get a lot of calls about that. You can keep him. I am here for a very specific reason, and it is to inform the two of you of the passing of one of your relatives. We can neither confirm nor deny he was in the service of the United States government at the time of his death.
JPC was a spy.
We can't confirm or deny the place that
relative.
He died. What he was doing. I'm sorry to say that your uncle Marcos has passed away.
Oh no, Uncle Marcos.
No,
Aaron, can I see you 2 feet back here?
Of course. Who is
do you have an Uncle Marcos?
No, I absolutely don't. No.
Wait, wasn't this guy's name Marcos Slippery Wet or something?
My name is Maglevs.
Whoa, you can't come in. You can't come in.
Back up, buddy.
Back up, back up.
I can't come in. Eminent domain. Not that I'm from the government.
Okay, Aaron, we know he's not a vampire.
Okay.
I'm not a vampire from the government.
We did invite him in.
We don't have an Uncle Marcos.
We've watched Narcos on Netflix.
You probably know him by his full name, your Uncle Marcos Santa.
Oh,
Uncle
Aaron,
Santa's
Uncle Santa.
Dead?
Uncle Santa's dead, and he worked for the government, and we're related
Can't
to him?
Can't confirm or deny.
I guess,
he listed you as his only next of kin, niece and nephew.
Oh my gosh, he's dead, thank God. Thank God.
Can we see the body? I want to confirm. I want to see it with my own fucking eyes.
I unfortunately cannot honor that request at this time. I just want you to know that he is dead, and the United States federal government, which I'm not a member of, wipes his hands of him.
How do you know
that? Amen, me too.
I wish you good luck.
Let's celebrate.
And I wish you a happy rest of your day.
Is JPC dead too?
What am I? The guy who just knows who everyone is?
I thought maybe.
No, okay. I don't know who JPC is, man.
Can I say something?
No, you keep him. We don't want
alien.
Him back.
We named him JPC. He landed in our backyard. We named him JPC.
Well, I guess Aaron, what do we do from here? I mean, Uncle Santa was awful.
The worst.
He's the fucking worst. But he was legally our uncle because he went to court and signed those documents, even though we didn't agree to it. And I guess we now own whatever Uncle Santa owned since we were his next of kin. So he had.
Hey guys, sorry about that. That was a particularly nasty number two, and I couldn't find the bathroom. what did I miss?
Uncle Santa's dead.
Good news. We're going to go to Chili's and celebrate.
Well, okay. Chili's too. Aaron Chili's.
Wow.
Too.
At the airport.
I'm sorry. You guys loved him, right?
No, we hated him.
We hated Uncle Santa.
Listen back to that episode. I hated that.
He is.
Interesting. Yeah. I guess I wasn't there for that episode, so I don't technically know how you felt about it, but yeah, I won't listen to an episode I'm not on.
Where were you? You said you had entered a beauty contest?
I said I got second place in a beauty contest.
And you won $100?
It was a $100 gift certificate to Chili's, so I guess I'm buying. Nah.
You're not buying?
Baby, I want my baby Chili's.
Welcome to Hey Riddle Riddles, a show with three friends. I'm JPC, that's my friend Adel, that's my friend Aaron, and we love to do riddles and improv. Isn't that right, guys?
Yes.
Yeah.
Not in that order. I'd say improv, then riddles.
Yeah, that's what we like. We like improv and then riddles. And then we also like building a continuous narrative. So maybe information that happens in this episode will affect future episodes. We just don't know.
I can't imagine. I can't
it's
imagine
been
that.
A thousand years since we recorded. Did I miss anything?
Biggest gap. Worldwide, politically, no.
I think the biggest gap is in, I want to say, where's the biggest gap? Times Square, probably.
Mariana's
right?
Trench? Oh, the biggest gap. Yes, the biggest gap.
No, they got a pretty big one of the Mariana Trench as well. It's a
nobody
big
goes
gap and a
no,
gap.
They have a huge Old Navy open? There. Get your facts
That's
straight.
That's right. Yeah. Yeah, nothing happened in the world since our last recording. So,
hey, honestly, the biggest gap, Alfred E. Newman.
I guess I'm just fishing for people to say, Aaron, what did you get up to? And I get to say, guys, I saw the Chris Angel Mind Freak show in Vegas. I was
Aaron,
just sort of fishing for that.
Aaron,
but that's fine. You probably don't want to hear about how I saw Mind Freak in Vegas.
Aaron, is that old Mind Freak still kicking around?
Yeah, he is. And it's unwatchable. He's chatty for a magic show.
Here's the thing, man. I don't
so
consider
chatty.
Him I don't consider him a real magician, a la Penn and Teller, Lance Burton, etc. Because his shirts are so
Rainbow
busy.
Guy?
Yes. His shirts are so busy. That they distract, they are distracting to any audience member, anybody who's participating in a magic trick. Now, any good magician knows misdirection is your friend. You need misdirection. But a busy, busy
She's the greatest teacher of all, misdirection.
Yes. Well, she's married now. She's Mrs. Direction. Aaron, how was Mind
Freak? Miss Machance.
Bad.
Miss Machance.
Well, you still have Miss Machance. You can make her Mrs. Machance.
Is she not Mrs. Machance by now?
This is fun. Aaron, I do legitimately want to know about Mind Freak.
I'll just give you why I went. We were in Vegas for a couple days for a concert.
Okay.
And we were swimming in the pool of our hotel. And we could see...
What a weird way to phrase that.
The Mind Freak poster on the Planet Hollywood Hotel. And we were laughing so hard about it. We're like, what is that even like?
Mm-hmm.
Sean, at a slot machine, won some money. He won like $200 and something. Very exciting.
And this
to
is
celebrate,
Sean White?
Yeah, this is Sean White. To celebrate, he upgraded, got the best seat that money could buy at Mind Freak for us. First of all, I've never laughed harder in my life than I did at the show. It is so bad. And then I was also laughing so hard thinking about how much money we gave to a not very good person. Bit of a problematic show. I would not recommend you spending your money on that. He did like a couple tricks. He was drinking out of a red Solo cup the whole time. He was chatty, and I've never laughed harder in my life.
If you can upgrade to the best seats at a Vegas show for two people for $200, something's wrong.
Yeah, and he went, at least the show was better than Cirque du Soleil. And I was like, okay, that was worth all the money. Thank you.
Here is a one-star review from 4 months ago for Chris Angel's Mind Freak.
Yes.
A washed-up magician who literally killed a bird during his performance and threw it out of his jacket. The first 20 minutes of the performance was just a YouTube montage of every time his name has ever been said ever. The show is filled with so many unnecessary sexual jokes in bad taste, which will not hold up well for much longer. I would say probably not at all. The trick wires were obvious and the razor blade trick video was obviously pre-recorded. I looked up to Chris Angel as a kid, but a performer is supposed to alter his performance as he ages to not look like an immature, narcissistic egomaniac who chooses to include cheating on his wife in his daily show. I feel kind of bad for him. He looks exhausted. Glad he donates money, but it's time for retirement. But it was actually hilarious to watch Chris Angel put zero effort into a terribly funny, not supposed to be, choreographed fight scene.
That was the funniest shit I've ever seen, you guys.
Wait, what?
He like was fighting like he was in a video game, but he was kicking maybe 4 inches off the ground. He was like, these like guys would run at him and he would be like little kid swing kicking at these guys.
Was it magic?
No, no. And I was crying laughing. There was also a video halfway through that was a montage of people like on the street being like, Chris Angel, can you levitate me? And then it would like cut to him levitating and be like, wom, 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 wom. Chris Angel, can you levitate us? Wom, 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 wom. It is, I will say that review is so spot on. It's incredible.
I gotta say, reading the one-star reviews of Chris Angel's Mind Freak are very fun. A lot of people didn't really enjoy the show, I will say.
I kept looking over at Sean and he was just wincing and I was like, we could have gotten a incredible dinner. Instead of doing this, we could have done literally anything.
Wicked Spoon, the best buffet ever. Every time I've seen a show, I've almost gone to Carrot Top show several times at the, I want to say it's at the Luxor, but I always bail last minute. Every time I've seen a show in Vegas, it is a sea of coughs. Aaron, did you experience this?
Yes.
Of coughs?
It is nonstop. It's like someone talking or something happening or a song, and it's just 80 people coughing because people in Vegas... A lot of them tend to be older, so it's just nonstop coughing.
Oh. I thought you meant from the people on stage. Like, someone's doing, like a fucking play, and everyone's...
Teller would not stop coughing. Well, I spent 2 weeks in Italy and Montenegro, but we do not have time for that. JPC, let's go ahead and get into some riddles.
Well, something that I did is I wrote a little game. So we all are familiar with our friend Sandy, who was just here last week, and his little game. So I have a little varietal of a Sandy-inspired game, and I'm not really stepping on his toes because it's very, very JPC.
We'll
so
see we're if be he playing... sends a cease-to-desist.
De-cease-to-desist.
We're going to be playing a little idiom game. So I have for you some idioms that are, I don't know, relatively common in the American parlance. If you've never heard one of them before, I totally understand. But what we are going to do is I'm going to be giving you an idiom, a phrase, right? And you are going to be telling me where you think, I think, that phrase came from, okay?
JPC, can I say something?
Sure.
Famously, I don't know, 5 or 6 years ago, I did a Patriot episode called Phrase the Roof, where I was doing idioms, and then Sandy brought this in a couple months ago. So if anything, you're stepping on my toe.
Yeah, but you had six years to return to that idea?
Okay, that's fair.
At this point, I could start doing state series and no one could blame me. Aaron?
It's been like two months since I've done
Aaron
one.
Aaron, is that right?
Yes.
You think so? 2 months?
Yes.
James is stalling to look up on the Patreon.
First of all, there has to be a gap between them because... I'm only in charge of 1 in 3 episodes.
Man, those gaps pop up so fast. How are they still in business?
This trench.
And then second of all, I had to wait to do the Connecticut one until my friend Michael sent me a soundbite of it, and I'm not going to jump the order.
Wow.
So,
that's fair. I appreciate that. So we have to guess.
In Aaron's defense, it has been only 2 months since the last state one. Was May 2 months ago or was May, help me out, was May 2 months ago or 6 months ago? Could anyone... It doesn't matter. That's not part of my game. Hey, that's not part of my game, okay?
Is Casey our HR? Who's HR?
Let me check my calendar.
Unfortunately, I am definitely HR.
So which is...
That's awful.
Everyone just gasped. All the listeners just went, what? No. No. What?
Remember... a place I worked in Chicago, it was like a tech startup. We didn't have an HR person forever, and our just like office manager was also like kind of de facto HR. Just such a wild experience. Okay, so here, I'm going to give you a common idiom, and you're going to tell me where you think, I think, this idiom is from, okay?
Okay, interesting.
I hope that you can get it exactly as spot on, but I will give points to whoever gets closest.
Okay, so Aaron, looks like for this game, we both need to slip into the mind of JPC, and we're both in a coma. Aaron,
both in a coma. It hurts, Adel.
It shouldn't hurt. It should feel good. It should be bad, but it should feel good. Okay, your first one is hair of the dog that bit you. Hair of the dog that bit you.
Okay.
Where do you think I think that came from?
Hair of the dog.
Hair of the dog that bit you. Are you both familiar with this idiom?
Yes, absolutely. Okay. It's about if you're hungover or something, you have a little little tuck of alcohol in the morning to stave off the symptoms of a hangover.
It doesn't have to be in the morning. Sometimes you get hungover at like, 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
Good point.
Now, I think originally this came from in olden England.
And Adel, I'm going to tell you right now, that's not going to help you.
If you were bit by
a werewolf. If you
know
the answer.
Okay.
Okay, but that werewolf, now we're talking.
Okay, so I think you think.
What do you think I think this came from?
Okay, interesting. Hair of the dog that bit you. I think.
The dog that bit you.
JPC, I think what it means is that if you're on the couch playing Baldur's Gate, whatever, and Spaghetti keeps biting you, she is telling you to take her to the salon. So you go get Spaghetti a perm. So it's a thing of like.
She looked good with a perm.
You think it's when a dog wants a makeover or a blowout that they will bite you until they get what they want.
I give Spaghetti a blowout and she's like, I said chicken parm.
I think that you, can I guess as well?
Yes, Aaron, you can guess as well.
I think
whoever's closest wins.
When you go out and party and you eat a bunch of dog hair and then you wake up and you feel kind of sick and then you go, in order to not feel sick all day, I should eat some more dog hair.
I'm going to read the answer, and you guys can tell me who you think is closest.
Great.
It used to be legal to let dogs drink alcohol because scholars thought that since dogs don't sweat, they would process the alcohol by growing it out of their hair. And drunks who have been cut off used to eat big handfuls of dog hair to get a buzz. Now, dogs don't like getting their hair pulled, so they would often bite the, let's be honest here, man who was trying to eat their hair, which would cause a lot of pain, and the only solve for that pain would be to get even drunker, so they would, of course, be reaching for the hair of the dog that bit you. Aaron?
Adel, are you happy for me?
I'm scared.
Adel, be happy for me. You can be both. Two things can be true at once.
You shouldn't be scared. You should be feeling bliss, the bliss that Aaron feels. Aaron's doing it correct.
Good job.
Your next idiom.
Thank you, Adel.
Monkey business. Monkey business.
Monkey business. Okay, buzz.
What do you think I think monkey business came from?
Adel, you take it.
Okay, I think, Aaron, I think we're probably both on the same wavelength here. I assume, JBC, you think monkey business came from when Lil Monkey Bones opened, he went to that abandoned mall and he bought one kiosk and he opened up his own Lids. Now, Lids is usually a full-on store, but he had Lil Monkey Bones Lids, which was just the kiosk. Now, he only had five or six baseball caps or Lids, as they're referred to.
Yes.
And he went broke. And, of course, going broke made him go insane. He started eating a ton of dog hair and he got drunk off that. That's where I think you think that came from.
Okay. That's okay. So Lids, dog hair, drunk in the mall. I got it.
In 1981, a bunch of monkeys took over a Filene's in Santa Fe, New Mexico. At first, it was going okay. After just a couple weeks, holiday season hit, Black Friday through Christmas.
Yeah.
Absolute chaos. These monkeys could not run a business. And
come
that's where we get monkey business from, because then you this is all chaos and silliness. You're running this like the monkeys did in 1981 at Filene's in Santa Fe, New Mexico.
I'll let you guys decide who was a little closer. This one's pretty straightforward. In the strike waves of the 1910s, employers briefly tried to replace workers with monkeys, but the monkeys were unable to comprehend basic commands and unwilling to engage in manual labor. The businesses quickly went under, and the capitalists at the helm of those businesses were forever stained with the reputation of one who engages in monkey business.
I think I should get it because I mentioned the 20th century as well.
You were in the same century. Yeah. Adel didn't mention what century his took place in.
Well, it's Lids, which has to be 18th and on.
Yeah. Let's see. Do you think Lids existed before 1981?
Napoleon famously got his hat from a Lids.
It was between that.
We all know it.
And a Yankees hat.
When the Apple TV baseball show comes out, I'll be proved right.
Mariah has been doing a little thing where she pretends like she doesn't remember what Little Monkey Bones is called, and she'll be like, hey, that's your character, right? Little crazy guy? Little crazy guy, right?
That could be any of your characters.
That's true. Aaron, I think you're closer. You have 2 points on the board. Adel, you really need to step up your game.
Aaron, I am happy for you. Where did the phrase "more fun than a barrel of monkeys" come from? Why are monkeys in barrels?
In 1981, a bunch of monkeys took over.
your next one is shit eating grin. Where do you think shit eating grin came from?
I don't want to do this one. Adel.
Okay, shit eating grin.
Aaron, nobody wants to do any of them. You're familiar with the Saw movies, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you are being forced to play. Shit-eating grin.
Shit-eating grin. Now, JPC, I think you think this comes from, I mean, to answer this, I do have to go back to another idiom, which is grin and bear it.
Oh.
Now, I think that you think grin and bear it comes from, we all know Pennywise the clown from It. You think that there's a bear version of everything. You think there's a multiverse where it's all, all bears.
Uh-huh.
You famously said that the bear It is way scarier than the clown It.
Yes.
Even though it is a bear in clown makeup, who's actually like an alien spider. You think anytime you see the bear It, because it's a different universe, you grin because you're happy because the bear's in clown makeup instead of scared. Now, where was I? Carry the one. Now, you think that when you're so happy because you saw clown Pennywise, bear clown Pennywise, that you get hungry because of all your grinning. Grinning burns calories. Of course, famously, Brad Pitt, when he was cast as Achilles in Troy, chewed gum constantly to make his jaw line more noticeable, more prominent.
Yeah, it worked.
So you're getting hungry because all the smiling. So you eat a big pile of shit. You think it comes from eating shit and being thrilled about it is what the summary is. But I needed all that exposition.
Yeah, the context is good. Yes. It's good. Yeah. Aaron.
Same as Adel.
Really smart answer. Eating poop on purpose is funny. You try not smiling while you're doing it. If you can, you're a better person than me. But if you can't, you'll also have a shit eating grin. Adel, the point is yours. Aaron, that strategy is not going to work out well for you. Your next idiom is pass the buck. Pass the buck.
I will say Aaron's strategy of, Adel, you go ahead, is working pretty well.
That's working great. That's working great for her.
Pass the buck. Okay, I do want to go first, actually, in this one.
Yeah.
JPC,
I think that you think pass the buck comes from sometimes when you're driving cross country.
Yes.
Especially between Minnesota and Montana. You'll be on the road and there'll be a car in front of you, even though it's wide open spaces. You'll be on the road and there'll be a car in front of you that's going like 20 and a 55.
I hate that.
And you get so upset. You're like, honk, 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 honk. Nothing's happening. You go around because there's limited traffic. As you pass them, you see there's a deer driving the car.
Sure.
And you go, okay, that makes sense. Yeah. Deer's famously the number one enemy of cars.
Careful.
Nobody has it worse in terms of cars than deers. So, of course, they're going to go under the
unsubscribing right now.
Of course, they're going to go under the speed limit. So, when you pass those drivers, that is called passing the buck.
Yeah. Okay. Yes. Interesting. Aaron, pass the buck.
When you are sitting down to eat a meal with your family.
Yeah.
And someone says something. That's offensive.
When someone says something that's offensive. Okay.
Yeah, that's messed up. You tell them, or you pass the buck to them, which is you're all eating deer at your table because your dad killed a deer that day.
With a car.
And so, exactly. Your dad killed a deer with a car. And they said, we live by a national park. And they said, if we hit another deer, we have to move. We have to eat the evidence. And so you pass the deer that you're eating to your dad when he says something out of pocket.
Real quick. Do I still have time?
You still have time.
I forgot to mention mine, 19th century.
Mine is 18th century.
Adel.
Cars.
My buddy, you really didn't want to say that. Before currency was standardized in Portugal in 1456, there was only $1, and everyone just went to market and took turns trading their goods for it and then using it to buy more raw materials. This process was known as pasando a bola, or in English, passing the buck.
You're
Aaron,
an idiot.
You are closer. Closer with that going over.
Said affectionately, 3-1
Aaron, what about the one, the phrase, we all know this one, I'm all ears. Where did this one come from? I'm all ears. Where did this one come
Adel,
from?
Would you like to go first, or would you like me to go first?
Aaron, in all honesty, I would like to just take a brief pause and support and back up what you just said. which is, I think, you know, a lot of people talk about we're living in a simulation. And a lot of, you know, I've heard things like the best proof of the simulation is if you think about a car on the road, driven by a deer or otherwise, if you think about a car on the road, you're sitting in a car, say you're sitting in a Nissan Sentra, from your seat, which is the driver's seat, to the passenger seat is X amount of space. Now you think of a bus that fits in that same lane of a road, and think about how there's like four seats across with a huge aisle down the middle. How is a bus and a car able to both fit in one lane of a road? That's what we talk about when I talk about simulation. I think, Aaron, everyone's an idiot, and that JPC is the perfect proof that we are in a simulation. Because the gibberish he spouts, the sort of Blender-esque alphabet spew that he pours into our ears.
Yeah, he does make me question reality.
He's a virus in the code.
Mm-hmm. He does hurt my brain. This is all making sense.
JBC, you said, oops, all ears. What was it? Ears, lend me your
and
ears.
And I just want to reiterate, I have plenty of riddles. We have a lot. We have thousands in the email. I chose to play this game. I'm all ears.
I'm
the
all
idiom
ears.
Is, I'm all ears.
I'll go first.
Okay. Aaron,
switch
please.
Things up a little bit. A guy. This is bad. Fine.
Aaron, but maybe you understand how maybe that's.
Yeah, maybe.
You see?
A guy goes to a Halloween party.
Okay.
And he's a great listener. And he dresses up as a bunch of ears of corn.
Huh.
A bunch of corn is stuck to him. And then someone starts talking and his head tilts and he starts warmly nodding and smiling. Because he's all ears.
He's all ears. That's a good Halloween costume.
Yeah, you're welcome.
If nothing else. If
for
nothing
next
else.
Year, everybody.
Adel?
I would say same as Aaron, but I can't fully say that because it's similar to Aaron's. I think I'm all ears comes from a, we'll say, 12-year-old British child attending a Halloween party.
Sure.
He dresses as Algiers, but of course he's Cockney. So when he shows up to the party and somebody says, what are you? He says, I'm all ears.
Now, do you understand how that is what you would think I'm all ears comes from and not what I would think I'm all ears comes from?
We don't want to have to think like you. It's dangerous in there.
I can't, at the dawn of humanity, humans had way more ears because there were more predators, and we had less tools to defend ourselves. As the human brain capacity grew, our ability to create language, shared meaning, society, and agriculture developed, and we had less need for these extra features, and through the process of evolution, they began to disappear. But for a time, the more modern humans still interacted with our earlier brethren, much in the same way that high society city dweller might look down on a rural country folk today. Two-eared humans had disdain for these others. Socially, if one made a faux pas or said something ignorant, they would often deflect their mistake by saying, I'm all ears.
Adults
now, you
closer.
Mentioned, no, he said, I heard agriculture at some point. So, corn is agriculture.
I don't want the
yeah,
point.
Yeah, corn is
it.
Agriculture. I gotta give it to Aaron.
These points feel dirty, Adel. You take it.
4-1, Aaron. There's only two left, and it's anyone's game. Here's the next category.
Well, it's Aaron's game.
Well, yeah, Aaron wins. Spill the beans. What do you think? Where do you think I think spill the beans came from? What do you think I think?
I got this one. I got this one.
Aaron, please.
A guy, this is in the, like around the Depression time in the 20th century.
So what, yesterday? You know what I'm saying?
Are you a political cartoon? this guy, his whole family's like, does anyone have any beans left? He's like, I don't have any beans. I have no secrets to keep from you guys. You guys are my family. If I had beans, I'd be sharing them. And then he's like, I'm going to go out for a walk. And all his beans come out of his jacket pocket. And they all look at him. And they've discovered all of his secrets because he spilled the beans.
Interesting. He was trying to save those beans. Adel, you want to steal?
Okay. Aaron, I'm going to try a new tactic. And I'm going to try and talk like JP Riddles or something. Getting that cadence of like.
This could help you. This could help you.
Don't get stuck
beans.
In there.
Beans. One time there was a big man named Kyle Keswick. He was a mountainous man, half man, half mountain, mountain on top, mountain on the bottom. So full mountain. One day he got a bunch of beady babies, put them in a blender, drank it up, and he said, ooh, and he spit it out and spilled the beans. Ooh, my eyes went full white.
Okay, who is closer here? I'll read the answer and you can decide. In the 17th century, beans was one of the most common names, and to spill, a person meant to have sexual relations with them. In a modern American context, a person whose name is unknown might be called a John or Jane Doe. Having sex with an anonymous stranger today might be called, pardon the vulgarity, screwing a John. But back then, it was more often understood as spilling the beans.
Yeah.
No one really had anything related to that answer in there.
And pick the answer you like the best.
It's going to be addles. And addle, you get double points for that. So it's 3-5. So 3-4. So it's anyone's game. Anyone's
somehow got a
game.
Point for a mountain drinking Beanie Babies.
Well,
not something I woke up this
game.
Morning.
Your final category, your final idiom
yes.
is my neck of the woods.
My neck.
Where do you think I think my neck of the woods came
my
from?
My neck of the woods. Aaron.
My neck of the woods.
If you are okay, I'll go first.
Yes, please. Mm.
My neck of the woods. I think this pertains to a lot of dirty, murderous deeds go down
yes.
in forests.
Sure.
A lot of killers will take their, you know, victims to a second location, usually out in the wilderness.
Mm-hmm.
So I think this comes from someone who was beheaded on top and bottom. So it's just like the neck portion. And it comes from them being slaughtered in the woods. The investigators found their neck.
Yes.
And started to say, this is my neck. Like, everyone was trying to be like, I solved the case, because it's a bunch of investigators.
Yeah.
But the first one there who was holding the neck was like, it's my neck mm-hmm. of the woods. So I get to sort of get the tag on that.
That's interesting. That's interesting that you think I think my brain would go in that direction. Aaron? Yeah. What do you think I think?
I think Adel's right.
Is that going to help you in this game, Aaron, or is that going to hurt you in this game?
I don't even know anymore. Guy who lost his neck and they replaced it with a tree.
Okay.
And when anyone ever says that they're connected to the forest, he goes, no, that's my neck of the woods.
And when he first got it done, he looked in the mirror and he goes, do you think anyone will notice?
All right. We'll see. We'll see who is closer.
Yeah, he's self-conscious.
11 feet tall.
We'll see who's closer and who wins the game that I did not think of a title for. My Neck of the Woods. In prehistory, people believed that we basically lived on the bodies of dead giants. Lakes were belly buttons, mountains were butts and breasts, etc. This was mostly very easy to understand and straightforward in explanation, but forests presented a more difficult problem. Since trees were seen as hair, and hair covers a significant portion of the body, it became necessary to delineate the different parts of the woods based on what one of the giant's body parts it was most likely in. Every forest was divided into five quadrants, or quintants if you want to be pedantic, which I don't. Feet, butt, back, junk, and head. Each one of these had several different subcategories as well. So, if you lived in the southernmost part of the head of the woods, you might describe your dwelling as my neck of the woods.
Addle.
I think Aaron's closer. I do think Aaron's closer. Aaron had
That's
more neck
possible.
Woods stuff
old
with
tree neck.
Yeah, yeah, I think I got to give it to Aaron. Aaron, you win the game that I didn't think that I needed to title until right now when I have to announce who wins it.
Now, JPC, they famously say that if you put 1,000 monkeys, back to monkeys, if we put 1,000 monkeys in a room for 1,000 years with 1,000 typewriters, they couldn't replicate Shakespeare. What I'll say is if you put one monkey in a room with one typewriter on cocaine for 1 minute, he could absolutely write everything you just said.
Good point.
Okay, how do you know that's not exactly what I did? You think I have the time to just go write all of these? No,
yes.
But I got monkeys and I have cocaine. And speaking of keeping my monkeys in tip-top cocaine, we have to take a little break and listen to some ads.
Woo!
Woo!
Shout out to Claritin for supporting this episode and providing us with samples.
JPC.
Two words rhymes with, oh no, you're sick.
Yes, it rhymes with, oh no, I'm sick. you know what? You guys are never going to get it. I was trying to show you I need Claritin.
Mm.
Claritin.
Oh, JPC, why don't you just hold up a box of Claritin?
Oh, I have this box of Claritin right here. Mm. Camera goes, ping. And I smile and I kind of wink when I hold up my box of Claritin D.
JPC, I know that you famously live with allergies. You're an allergy sufferer.
Famously.
But you don't have to live like that. You can live Claritin clear with Claritin D.
Yeah, luckily for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin clear with Claritin D.
Guys, I know that you've been saying this live clear with Claritin D thing. It seems supernatural, but you've been saying it a ton just to me, like in casual conversation. Live Claritin clear with Claritin D. We all know it. I picked up my own Claritin D, and I think that everybody should use this product. I have allergies. I have the scratchy throat, the itchy throat. There's nothing worse. There's a lot of things worse, but there's nothing worse from a personal day-to-day level than that scratchy throat. Claritin D takes it all away. It's designed for serious allergy sufferers. Claritin D has two powerful ingredients in just one pill that relieve your allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so you can breathe better and podcast funnier. That's not part of their ad copy. I want Claritin to know I added the podcast funnier. The double action combination of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing, a runny nose, itchy and watery eyes, an itchy nose and throat, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease. It makes you pretty funny on a podcast. That they put in there. I don't know why they put that in there.
But don't take it from the three of us. Take it from Claire Teen, the teenage Claire who loves Claritin. Claire?
I'm a teenage Claire that loves Claritin. Ready to live your life like you don't have allergies? It's time to live Claritin clear.
Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter.
Yeah.
You don't even need a prescription.
Woo-hoo.
So go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin clear. That's Claritin.com right now. Use as directed.
Yep.
Live Claritin clear. JPZ, live Claritin clear.
Live Claritin clear with Claritin D.
Yes, live Claritin clear with Claritin D. Yes.
And thrusters go. Engine 3, go. All right, we have liftoff. Oh, Aaron and JPC, I just sent a bunch of our money into space.
Oh, yeah! Wait, what?
Well, it's kind of the same thing as how we're wasting it right now, right? There's all those unused subscriptions that we have that are just sort of...
Boy.
Oh, Adel.
Aaron, you want to drop some knowledge on this fool, or should I
would love to, JPC. Adel, you sort of had the right idea, but we use the Rocket Money app. It's a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. And it's also my most used app on my phone by far.
Ding, 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 ding. Most used app, Adel, okay? And it doesn't just... Look, I know what you had good intentions. You put a bunch of money in a rocket and send it up to space. Great intentions. But that's not what Rocket Money does. With Rocket Money, you have full control over your subscriptions and a clear view of your expenses. You can see all of your subscriptions in one place. And if you see something you don't want, Rocket Money can help cancel it with just a few taps.
Mm-hmm. And you can clearly see your spending habits. Plus, they help create a custom budget and keep your spending on track.
Mm-hmm.
Wowie zowie, I just looked it up. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of $500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all the app's features.
Uh-huh. Can you believe it?
And Rocket Money will even try to negotiate lowering your bills for you by up to 20%. All you have to do is submit a picture of your bill, and Rocket Money takes care of the rest. They'll deal with customer service for you, Adel.
Oh. Well, can I tell you a little secret? I was lying. I didn't send money into space. That would be stupid. I sent a bunch of my books into space to help aliens get smarter.
That's where we keep our money.
Yeah, I knew you were never going to read all those books, so I hollowed them out and filled them with money.
Oh, no. Well, stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/riddle. That's rocketmoney.com/riddle. Rocketmoney.com/riddle.
We don't need money. We have friendship.
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 We have friendship.
We have friendship.
This podcast is sponsored by Squarespace. Okay, Adel, Aaron, I am putting the finishing touches on our Penguin Baseball League website, powered by Squarespace, the all-in-one website platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online. Whether we're just starting out with Penguin Baseball League, which we are, or managing a growing brand with Penguin Baseball League, which we are, Squarespace makes it easy to create a beautiful website, engage with our audience, and sell anything from products to content to time all in one place, all on our terms.
Phew, thank goodness we use Squarespace, because now we can upload video content, organize our video library, and showcase our content on beautiful video pages. You can even sell access to your video library by adding a paywall to that content. So people might need to pay a couple extra dollars to see these cute little penguins sliding into third.
Plus, with Squarespace, we can start a completely personalized website with the new guided design system, Squarespace Blueprint. Choose from professionally curated layout and styling options to build a unique online presence from the ground up, tailored to your brand or business, and optimized for every device. And that's the hardest part about doing Penguin content, is because their sizing is wildly out of whack. You never know if you're going to get a big penguin or a small penguin, but with Squarespace, you can easily launch your website and get discovered fast with integrated, optimized SEO tools so you show up more often to more people and grow the way you want. And I hope these penguins grow the way I want, because I'm going to need them to grow really big to play penguin baseball.
Oh, yeah. All of our teams need to grow really big, right? We all agree?
Oh, yeah. Huge. Yeah.
And of course, you can also add courses to your Squarespace site. Squarespace has the tools you need to create and sell your own online course. So we can teach other people how to play Penguin baseball. You can start with a layout that fits your brand, upload videos, and customize everything with next-generation editing technology.
So head to squarespace.com for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, go to squarespace.com/riddle to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or a domain. Domains are where penguins live.
Huh. Oh. Oh, we did some sort of call. The penguins are flying towards us.
They're coming here. They're coming here.
They're running.
Okay. Enough of my bullshit. We're going to move on to some bullshit from some listeners. And so we always appreciate when listeners send us some riddles. If you have a riddle for the show, hrrpodcast@gmail.com. Here's some riddles, and they come from Lorne. Lorne writes, I hold in me the beginning of time. You can exit me, but you cannot enter me. You can see in me, but you cannot see me. And I can only be used once per year. What am I?
Wow. This is, whatever it is, this is beautiful. This is
can you read
it beautiful,
again?
Isn't it? I can read it again, Aaron.
What's something you can only use once a year?
I hold in me the beginning of time. Yeah. You can exit me, but you cannot enter me. You can see in me, but you cannot see me, and I can only be used once per year.
Oh, John Cena.
So, yeah, because he can't be seen, but he gets way more work than once a year,
but
right?
Usually he'll just do Royal Rumble, because if they bring him back for more than that, people kind of lose interest, right?
Yeah.
Gotta get a big pop.
I take a little issue with the last one, I can only be used once per year.
Yeah.
I get the I get where it's coming from, but I think it's a little bit factually incorrect.
Okay. Can you give us a hint? Yes.
Oh, Lauren also provided three clues, Aaron.
Oh, great.
So I can absolutely give you some clues.
Is this like a New Year's Eve champagne flute or something?
Yeah, I was thinking.
Gotta be something with New Year's Eve.
Okay.
New Year's Eve.
Clue one, I forgot about this. Clue one is time is relative.
Baby New Year is, and Father Time.
I will say it doesn't necessarily have anything to do with New Year's specifically. Since clue one is just a tough clue, I'll give you clue two. While you could exit it, you could not do so ever again, as you could never get back in.
Oh.
So you can exit me, but you cannot enter me. So if you are able to exit, but you can only ever exit one time because you can't go back in.
Like a day.
Oh, Aaron, a day. That is such...
Wow. Mm-hmm.
Wow. That is such an interesting concept. It's not a day.
You can exit me, but you can never
enter
me.
Can we have the last clue?
Aaron, do you really think you want the last clue? Because once I give you the last clue, there are no more clues, and then it's on you to figure it out. So do you want to live in a world where you might just get it?
Aaron,
you
might just get it.
Let's scramble for another 10, maybe?
Yeah.
Maybe you want to scramble for 10? Aaron, do you want to scramble for 10?
I want to see a quick scene. Scramble for 10.
I want to see a quick scene. Adel and Aaron, you both work in a diner. It's a kind of a breakfast restaurant. You're both cooks, like short order cooks. But there's only one egg left in the entire diner, and someone just ordered an egg, and you're debating whether or not you can cook this egg.
Okay, what else do we have? What looks like an egg?
We have corned beef.
Can't scramble that. Let's see.
Scramble anything, really.
You know, I'll take the egg. What can I put in this? What can I put in this? You know what? I got this. Walks okay. over to computer, types in images of eggs, prints out image, cuts it out, puts on plate. I think we're good. Order up. Ding. This is going to be great. It looks like eggs.
Let's see if they notice.
Hey, guys. Table 4 just sent something back. Table 4 just sent something back.
A compliment?
They want you to remake.
Do they want you to shake my hand?
The hash browns? Or?
No, they want you to remake Table 4 just sent a dish. The one I just brought out to Table 4.
Great. The printer's still warm. Be right back.
Okay. Oh, Aaron, I got this.
Okay, yeah.
Walks over to computer, types in high quality image of egg into Google.
Nice.
Prints it out, cuts out the egg, puts it on a plate. Ding, order up. Now we wait for the compliments to roll in.
I can't wait.
Whoo.
Hey guys, me again. Table 4. You're not going to believe this. They send it back again.
You're a very really lippy waiter. Do you know that? You're always coming back here with complaints.
I'm lippy.
You're real sassy.
I'm a middleman.
Feels like you think you're
sassy.
On a sitcom where you're like the tell it like it is, shoot from the hip waitress. And I don't think we expect
what?
That from you.
That's not me at all. That's not how I conduct myself. Is that me?
Did they love the eggs? Those
they
were Michelin star eggs printed out from a very new printer.
They sent it back. I think one of the issues is I think it's just going to be like, it's just kind of inedible for them.
Okay.
You know what? I heard it now. Now I hear I'm putting like zazz on everything I say.
Yes.
I hate
thank
it.
You. Yes. Yeah. You don't have to be that.
Walks over to computer, types in inedible. Okay. All right, so...
Not even printing anything out?
So cannot be
you were just
eaten.
Googling the word to make sure you understood it? Okay.
Yes.
Great.
Okay, so let's put our heads together. Okay.
What can we...
They're really hungry out there. They really need this.
Picks up printer, unplugs it from the wall, walks out, slams it down on their table, shakes their hand, and goes back to the kitchen.
What'd they say?
Did they love it?
Hey, guys, Table 4...
You don't have to just say, hey, guys, just tell us. Cut to the news.
I was trying to soften the blow. Table 4 just walked out. They didn't pay for their meal.
That was expensive.
They did say... They did say, before they left, they gave me one piece of feedback. They said that they loved the eggs. They said that the corned beef, not scrambled, was absolutely ruined.
Come on.
They ordered scrambled corned beef. I don't know why. You can't bake.
I think hash is a great word.
Oh, fuck, we're in the middle of a riddle. I hate when that
happens. If I see hash on a menu, I have to order it. Just because I love that word. So the riddle was, so it's something you can exit, but you can never enter again. Is this like a man who stands in a stream can never enter the same stream twice? The man and the stream are never the same kind of thing?
Good question. I don't understand what that means.
I think we need the last clue, if I'm being completely honest with you.
Okay, you can have the last clue. You've dicked around enough, and you get the last clue. Here you go. Its use is somewhat continuous, however. It cannot be fully utilized more than once a year. I guess
Christmas
this is landing
tree.
On
the
what
date?
I thought.
Like the date?
No. It can be partially used twice in a year, but for the most part, it can only be used in full once a year.
Whoa. So it can be used twice.
Daylight savings time.
It's not. Oh, it's not daylight savings time. That's a fun answer.
See,
this
I'm
one's
annoyed.
Interesting, too. I hold in me the beginning of time.
Yeah.
A watch, a clock. I knocked over everything.
January 1st.
Hold in me the beginning of time.
Beginning of time. So Big Bang, the pilot episode of Big Bang Theory.
So time is an interesting concept because, you know, like Clue 1 says, time is relative. And what that means is time is relative to the person experiencing it, right?
Sure.
So when you say I hold in me at the beginning of time, we're not talking about the Big Bang. We're just talking about, like, Carmen. Your relative experience of time.
Oh.
I hold in me the beginning of time.
Can I get the first three letters of the answer?
Can I have the first six letters of the answer?
I will give you the first three letters of the answer. It is W-O-M.
Water. Oh.
Water.
Woman.
Warmer. Woman.
It's not woman.
Wombat. But
womb.
I love that you got wombat before
Worcestershire.
Womb.
Worcestershire sauce.
It is womb. It is womb is the answer. Yes.
Wow.
What?
So you can only use a womb twice because a pregnancy usually lasts 9 months. But if you're,
you could have what we like to say is I think it's an okay term.
Irish twins?
Probably not. Irish twins.
I was going to say it too.
Which is a baby's siblings born in the same calendar year, which can happen. Mm-hmm. I hold in me the beginning of time. Time is relative. So your time begins, you know, when you are born.
And your children are your relatives.
You can exit me, but you cannot enter me. And you can see in me, but you cannot see me.
Okay. I do want to see a scene.
Okay.
JPC, you are in the womb with mm-hmm. Aaron. The two of you are twins about to be born in the next maybe few hours. And you're both kind of prepping for what life is going to be like, and you're getting really deep and philosophical.
Mm. Let me ask you a question,
absolutely,
sister.
Yeah, of course.
Do you believe that the name that we receive when we are born will put us down a certain path? Or do you think that we are our own beings, and we can make our own choices regardless of what we choose to be called? Or what they choose to call us?
Goo.
I guess the reason why I'm asking you, sister, is I overheard our parents discussing what our potential names would be.
What did you hear?
Well, I overheard my name, to which I liked the way that it felt upon my tongue. It danced in a peculiar fashion that made me both alerted to and excited for the possibilities that might invite open my life.
If I heard correct, it was Jesus Einstein Michael Phelps.
Yes. And of course, I also heard them consider your name, and yours was Pencil.
Okay, what? Let me just put some mayonnaise on the belly here, and this will be an ultrasound.
Oh, say cheese.
Oh, looks like they're... I can't be right. Geez. Looks like they're posing and pontificating.
Oh,
yes.
Yes.
They're really working it. Oh. Wow.
Hold on, Pencil. I feel like
not my
you're...
name yet.
Well, I mean, it's a short list. I feel like maybe you're kind of glomming on to my thing a little bit.
What do you mean?
Well, you know, my name is Jesus Einstein Michael Phelps, and your name is Pencil, and so I'm more of a, you know, I'm kind of more of an important world historical figure, and you're kind
and
of
And I
like
write
person.
The history.
No, you probably, you have a good life,
Hear
let's be honest,
out,
Pencil.
Hear me out, dear brother. I think a name like that, with expectations that high, will crush a child like you into dust. You will not be able to live up to that name, and then also, those names are already iconic. Name one famous pencil.
Name one famous pencil?
I will be the first pencil to win a Nobel Peace Prize, an Oscar, and a Kids' Choice Award.
Oh, looks like your water just broke. Go ahead and push.
After you, my dear brother.
Oh, they're being so polite on the ultrasound.
I'll see you on the other side. Yeah!
See.
I like the idea of two babies trying to exit at the same time, and it's almost like going through a door with a jam.
Yeah. Okay, here we go. We have another. Thank you so much, Lauren, for sending that in. We have another riddle, and this one's coming from Ryan, okay?
Okay.
Okay, that's fine. Here's Ryan's first riddle. I think Ryan has multiple riddles. Here's Ryan's first riddle. I am taller than you. I am brighter
no,
than you.
Nah.
And so are all of my friends. What am I? I am taller than you, I am brighter than you, and so are all of my friends.
A
like star. Stars, constellations.
A building. A tall building.
Oh, streetlights.
Streetlights.
Addle, it's streetlights.
Streetlights. Hood rat. Still I think he's Aaron.
Rather tasty.
Gotta still eat, gotta eat to live.
What didn't you say on an episode, gotta eat a kid, gotta fuck a kid? I think you did, JPC. I think that's a famous JPC moment.
I don't think so. That doesn't sound like me.
Look it up. Clip it, Casey, clip it.
I'm funny like the first game that I made, not like whatever that was. That's silly and mean.
Aaron, do we think, can I ask a question?
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
This is a true curiosity. Do we think the same woman who says, still I think he's rather tasty, is the same woman who says, I need six eggs?
Yeah.
Do we think every Disney movie gives her one line and they're like,
yeah.
Doris, pop off.
Doris, give us your worst.
Doris, pop off.
I'd like to see a kid. She's broken.
Things that podiatrist would say.
I'd like to see a scene. You two are street lights. You are not turned on, and JBC is a little frustrated that he has to sort of light the street by himself.
Wait, hold on. What am I turned on by?
Adel got lost in being a podiatrist that wants to see a kid.
Adel, you two are street lights, but Adel, you're like broken and you're not turned on, and JBC is a little annoyed that he has to light the street by himself.
Thank God. All I heard was Adel, you're turned on.
Come on, man. It's 7:30. Come on. Turn it on, man.
I don't know what's wrong. It feels weird.
Turn it on, okay? It's dark out here. People need to see the street.
Am I not on? Is it not on still?
No, it's not on. Come you could on. Tell because your whole area would be illuminated with light if you were on.
I feel like I can see.
You can see because you can see my light.
Fuck. Hey, Dylan. Hey, Dylan.
Hey, man, come on. I'm at work. Hey, I have to focus. I really have to focus.
Hey, I think I'm
what?
Gonna,
what?
I think I'm going to take a mental health day.
No.
I'm sick.
It's Monday, man. You just had a weekend.
Come on.
Our boss is not going to let you take a mental health day right now.
Fine. Hey, fine. Dylan, you want to know the truth of it is? I have a date tonight, and I have to get out of here.
No okay?
Can you cover for
way.
Me? Just double your wattage.
You have a date.
Double your wattage.
Just double my wattage?
Yeah, cover both sides of the street. Cover for me, Dylan. Come on. Hey, she's a stop sign.
Monica?
you know Monica?
My ex-wife, Monica, the stop sign at the end of the block. I know her?
Oh, I knew you dated someone with red hair.
We were married for 4 years.
That's right. Yes.
You were my best man.
Yeah, eight sides.
Yeah, Monica.
Yeah.
You're unbelievable, man. You're unbelievable.
Thank you. Well, you're...
See?
Not a compliment.
Oh my God, a streetlight named Dylan. I'm in heaven.
That's nice. It's gender neutral. Okay. I am the end of a journey, the final form. From state to state I travel, dangerous, until I'm finally allowed to be free. You know when I'm close. You can feel me, but ultimately, you need to be incredibly close to feel me.
Eat.
Everyone talks about me, but no one wants to have me. What am I?
Everyone talks about me, no one wants to have me.
A
is
cold?
This Gordon B. Fash?
Ooh, Aaron, a cold is an excellent answer, but it's not. No, it is not a cold.
Oh, it sounds like a little clip from a 90s commercial.
Could you read it again, then?
I am the end of a journey, the final form. From state to state I travel, dangerous, until I'm finally allowed to be free. You know when I'm close, you can feel me, but ultimately, you need to be incredibly close to me to feel. Everyone talks about me, but no one wants to have me. What am I?
Death.
The final destination and travel state to state makes me think
death?
Of like an interstate or a freeway or something.
Death is interesting. At the end of the journey, it's not death, okay. But I like death.
Bones. I'm in the final form.
Yeah, final
state
form.
To state. What was the last line about something?
Everyone talks about me, but no one wants to have me?
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, that's subjective a little bit, but I understand the thought behind it. We have some hints.
Okay,
yes,
please. Yes.
Your first hint is it an idea? And it's no, it is not an idea. It's a tangible thing.
Is it cake?
Let me cut it open. Nope, it was Mikey Day's forehead. I'm so sorry, my man. I'm so sorry. Little cut, just a little cut. All right, here's your second hint. If you need it, I think you might.
We need it.
Is it something you can hold? Yes and no, but for the sake of confusion, because I can feel eyes roll, no, it's not really something you can like hold in your hand. It's not something you can hold in your hand, I would say.
Sneeze.
Aaron, very close. It's not a sneeze. You're so close. You're dancing over it. It's not a hiccup. You're in the right vicinity.
So it's definitely nose. A booger, runny nose.
It's not definitely nose.
A burp.
It's not definitely nose.
It's not a burp, but you're. I think you're getting closer.
Aneurysm.
It's not an aneurysm, though.
Which is the sneeze of the brain.
The end of a journey, the final form. From state to state, I travel dangerous until I'm finally allowed to be free. You know when I'm close, you can feel me, but ultimately, you need to be incredibly close to feel me. Everyone talks about me, but no one wants to have me. What am I? It's not a cough.
Acid reflux.
It's not that.
This is hard.
A fart.
Addle. It's a fart.
Oh my God.
Wait, they travel state to state? What is that about?
Yeah, like the different states. Like it's a solid
when it turns into a gas.
Yeah, liquid. Sure.
Yeah, I think everybody was thinking United States, and we all know farts end in California. Aaron, you're a fart.
No.
Yeah, sorry. No. Sorry, everybody. Sorry, Aaron's a fart.
I do want to see a scene.
No.
Aaron, I'm so sorry. You are a superhero. You've come to sort of tryouts for the new superhero team. JPC, you're the head of the superhero team. And Aaron, you have a gas-based power that you are trying to show off in the audition.
Me, 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 ma, moo, moo, moo. Me, me, ma, ma, moo, moo, moo.
I'm sorry if this wasn't clear when we said come in and state your name, but the audition has started.
Oh, so I'm sorry. Yeah. This had waiting room vibes.
I'm so sorry. No, it's just me today. I'm solo auditing because we're doing these all over the world, trying to find, you know, obviously new superheroes.
Hey, real quick. Sorry, I was out in the hall. My name's Captain Warmups. I kind of heard through the door what's going on. I think I'm going to head home.
That's probably for the best.
That's for the best.
Looks like someone else has me covered, so.
Okay.
You know, you need New York.
Thank you, Captain Warmups. He was not going to make it anyway. But please, whenever you're ready, we'd love to see how you can help save the world.
Professor Gas, these are my hands. I am not willing to shave. It's a pain in the ass.
You clean shave it today.
Well, yes, but from now on, it's a pain. I did it for today. It was a pain. I'm never doing it
Got
again.
Got it. Okay.
Okay, so
Professor
1, 2,
Gas?
3, smell that? Do you smell it? You will.
Sorry, just popping back in here.
Don't come in here.
I just, God, I just, can I get a reimbursement? I bought this outfit. It was $4,000. I bought it from Andrew Dice Clay. It's red leather, yellow leather. See, it's like red leather, yellow leather.
Yeah,
he's making
I don't
my
know
audition
why.
About him.
Sorry, I'll have
to. Sir, wait your turn. Captain Warmups, wait your turn. I'm about 40 feet away from you, and I don't necessarily know that I'm going to be able to.
Smell
close,
that?
Right up close.
You smell it? Smell it?
I mean, you do know who I am, right?
Yes.
You don't know who I am?
No, I do, I do, I do.
Big purple costume, obviously the cape, my insignia on my chest.
Yeah.
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 I'm M. Nosniak. I famously have no senses, so that my one sense of self-worth is super highly inflated.
Okay, well, then you have to believe me. It smells so bad. Did you see what Captain Warmups did when he came in? Come on, man.
No, I didn't see. I can't see.
That smell kills you within 3 hours of you smelling it.
I can't smell any of those things. All
I'm
saying,
but you're safe, but other people would die. Like, Captain Warmups is like 2 hours and something minutes left to live.
What?
Nothing. Love you.
Look at him. That guy does not have more than 3 hours left to live, regardless of
bury
your
me in a carriage. Bury me in a carriage.
Wait, I'm
a
just going to kill you.
What's
man.
What's this?
I also have super strength. Yeah.
Scene. I love ripping somebody in half while yelling, yeah.
All right. Well, hey, thank you to the two people that submitted riddles for this episode, Ryan and Lauren. And also thank you to the most important person that submitted things that weren't riddles to this episode, JPC.
JPC,
you did a good job,
you.
Buddy.
Yeah, good job.
Let me check if we can use his name. Yeah, we can. He says we can use JPC.
We can use his name. That's perfect. You know what else is perfect? I think we have a voicemail theme, right, Casey?
Ooh. Oh, wow. Scream.
What the fuck was that? Was that Mel Blanc? What is happening?
That was also, that voicemail theme was also submitted by Lauren. So thank you, Lauren, getting double duty on this episode. If you have a voicemail theme that you want to submit, you can always send it over to hrrpodcast@gmail.com. Casey, do we have a voicemail?
Hello, Adol, Aaron, JPC. Hello from not so sunny England at the moment. I've been wondering since the Betty Boop episode what IP you'd like to see made as a musical. Thanks very much. Love you guys. Please come to England. Bye.
Wow, it seemed like he was in space and he only had X amount of oxygen left.
That was the most charming accent I've ever heard. That was amazing.
I think it's awesome. I think it's awesome that they chose to call us from space. Because, yeah. I mean, that has to be an outrageously expensive call.
So expensive. What IP would we like to see turned into a musical a la Betty Boop the Boop Doop Doozical? Which I did see someone. Here's the thing. I think I brought up that that musical was coming to the two of you. We talked about it, et cetera. Then I saw someone post something somewhere. Maybe it was the Patreon or Discord or something, where they're like, oh my God, Aaron, this is actually a real musical. And I was like, yeah, that's why we were talking about it.
Yeah.
I have a couple. I think some of them might actually exist or are about to exist. But I think 13 Going on 30 would be a really great musical. I think it sings. I think When Harry Met Sally sings. A lot of rom-coms, if you're going to make a movie into
that. Not Pretty Women, I could tell you that much.
Yeah, no, don't. That they did. They tried that. But yeah, those are my answers. I could think of more. I love that question.
I have one. I love this question. This is an excellent question. Very good. Did a great job. Person who I don't think you left your name. I have one. I think you guys are going to hate it. Yeah. But I would love to see the J. Crewsicle.
Okay. I hate
Based
it.
On the seasonal wardrobe of J. Crew?
Either J. Crewsicle or I would also accept a Colesicle.
Okay. Colesicle is amazing. Colesicle the Musical.
Colesicle the Musical.
And of course, you can pay for it in Kohl's bucks.
Kohl's cash.
Hard cash. Boy, oh boy. I mean, Beetlejuice is a musical, and that's my favorite movie. I would say maybe a Who Framed Roger Rabbit musical. I would say maybe a Where the Sidewalk Ends musical, I think would be very fun.
Oh, cute.
Funny. Coming to America, Ninja Turtles. I think Street Sharks is ripe for the plucking. I think there's going to be a lot of nostalgia-based musicals in the next 5 years. And most importantly,
the next 5 years.
Next 5 years. Anna Kendrick. Most importantly, Aaron, you and I have tickets to go see Betty Boop the Boop Doo's a Doozical. I say that mostly to remind you not to back out.
Well, never. Do you think I'm going to back out of that? Hell no.
I just read this about Betty Boop's Boop Doop Doop Doozical. The music is being done by the Doobie Brothers.
Doobie Brothers, don't do this.
He's gonna fall. He's gonna start falling down.
The Doobie Brothers present the Boop Doop Doozical.
You're making Adel dizzy.
Excuse me, I'm ready to audition. The Doobie Brothers Doop Doozical, Scooby Doo, and the Doobie Brothers.
Thank you for your voicemail and great question.
Yeah, thank you for your voicemail. If you want to send one in, keep it under 30 seconds. It's 805-RIDDLE-1. Aaron,
JPC,
do you have anything that you would like to plug?
Sure. Check out sitcom D&D. We have a lot of great guests this season. We're on the HeadGum Network, and you can find us anywhere you find podcasts. Adel, anything to plug?
I would like to plug Betty Boop the Boop Doop a Doozical. I think it's going to be an interesting time. I'm very excited to do it. You can also check out The Word Association and Tell Me About It and Hello from the Magic Tavern, three other podcasts that I am a part of. JPC, do you have anything to
I would actually like to plug something today because we don't talk about it often, but we do have a Patreon on this show. It's patreon.com/HeyRiddleRiddle. $5 a month, extra episode. And there's a lot of fun stuff, especially last month. I think October was a very strong month for us. But I would also like to say that we are closing in on our stretch goal to release our Columbo-ness episode featuring Anthony Birch. It was a ton of fun to do. So if you want to give us a sign up and get an extra episode every week in your life, it is patreon.com/HeyRiddleRiddle.
And JPC, I'd like to piggyback on that.
Let me just get up here.
Sorry about your shoulders.
Oh, God.
And I want to say that even specifically, everything was good, but even specifically, Ryan Rosenberg and Dan Lippert of Teacher's Lounge and Man Dog Pod guested on an episode that was very fun improv.
Yeah, and will the episodes be even better than that in the future? No, that one was one of our best. Don't expect a lot better than that.
Died.
That one.
They set the bar too high.
Hey, speaking of way too high, Aaron, there's a planet up in the night sky, and it is way, way, way up there.
And it's called Jupiter.
Bye forever.
Bye.
Created by Adel Refai. Starring Aaron Keith and John Patrick Cohen. Casey Tony did the editing. And Marty Parrish in the logo created by Emily Cardamus and Emmeline Morris.
Hey there, Andrews and Garfields. If you like that, you are going to love this week's Patreon. It's another New Games Jamboree. You can listen to that plus our entire back catalog at patreon.com/heyriddleriddle by joining the Clue Crew for $5 a month or sign up for that 7-day free trial or the Review Crew for $8 a month. Plus, you get those ad-free episodes. See you there.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.